Today, a Maryland senator got a status report on the $6 million cleanup at the Army's Fort Detrick. Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, just back from Frederick, Maryland, joining us now live in studio with a preview of his story for tomorrow morning's Federal Drive.
Yeah, Chris and Amy, this is a story that goes back almost 17 years, according to Joe Gortva, the restoration manager at Fort Detrick's Area B, tucked away in a field in the northwest corner of the base next to a medical research farm.
In 1992, off-post contamination from Area B was first detected in residential wells. The Army, upon notification, the Army immediately provided bottled water or connect locations up to municipal water supplies.
And with that, Joseph Gortva, who heads up the effort to deal with the effects of decades of toxic waste dumping at the Fort's Area B, outlined the long history of the effort to deal with this contamination of the soil and groundwater in what appears to be a farm field. Gortva explained to Maryland Senator Ben Cardin the details of the $6 million landfill cap being used to contain the damage.
Right here we have a cutaway section of the landfill cap design. Essentially, what the fill material is going to be doing is they're going to be spreading out over the site to ensure that there's a 4% slope around the location. Now, why do we need that slope? One thing that we're going to have to do when we construct this cap is put an impermeable layer on top of the surface. And we want to make sure that rainwater that falls down the ground can be shed off. Now, why do we need to shed off the groundwater or the rainwater? Well, rainwater, if we did not have the caps in place, percolates down through the ground, past the waste material, and actually can pick up contamination and transport that to the groundwater. With the construction of these caps, in essence, they're going to be acting like a large umbrella, which will shed that groundwater off and away from the site, so no further ground contamination will occur.
Which was just the question that Senator Cardin had for Gortva.
You're using a cap method, which I understand it's to protect the integrity of the groundwater, of the runoff, so that the rain does not filter through the land, causing more of the contaminants to enter the groundwater, if I understand it. How effective is this process?
It is the standard technology that is used for landfills. In fact, if you look at all construction landfills, whenever they are finished, they do put an impervious cap over top of them. It is the gold standard for landfills, as you would say.
Colonel Judith Robinson, the garrison commander at Fort Detrick, says they're already looking into some useful function for the recovered land once the protective landfill cap is in place.
Projects that we are looking at for use of the cap would be photovoltaic cells, some other type of solar energy usage, potentially wind energy, those type of things. It could also conceivably be used as a parking lot, but we're trying to look at energy-friendly things that we can do out here because this is not an infrastructure location on the Fort Detrick Formation, but we do want to make sure that the property gets used appropriately and for good value.
And just so that people understand here, what they're doing now, in situations like this, they no longer dig up the contaminated soil and truck it away and dump it someplace.
That's actually my next question.
Yeah.
Why don't they just dig it up and take it away?
Well, because modern science has found out that in certain situations, and this area over at Fort Detrick is one of them, it's actually safer and makes more sense both from an economic and from a scientific standpoint and an environmental standpoint to put a cap over the top of the water. And as usual, I like to bring, pictures to show you what's going on here.
Works great in the radio, Max.
That's right. That's right. This is they're actually here. They're actually pushing around fill material, gravel, and very clean dirt that they're putting over the top of the area where the contaminated soil is.
And we're not just talking about a couple of inches. We're talking about feet and feet.
No, we're talking about 27 inches. This will be 27 inches when it's distributed over the rest of this area over here.
I see. They're spreading it all out.
Right.
Got it.
And the idea is that they're going to put this impermeable cap for perpetuity over the top of this contaminated soil. So it'll be basically stored in place, but because rainwater won't be falling on it, it won't get into the groundwater down below and contaminate the wells of the people who live in houses near Fort Detrick, like they found out in 1992.
And I believe what I covered this at a redevelopment of a former Air Force base back early on in my career, and what they found was actually transporting it. You weren't able to remove it all from the site,
right?
But also, it's a little bit like asbestos. By moving it, you actually
make it worse. Stir it up.
So what they found is that by capping it, you're able to contain it a lot more.
But it's not going to. I mean, you're capping the top of it, but you're not capping underneath, so it's not going to leach out into other areas.
It doesn't, because the cap is basically impenetrable, and above the cap, no water gets through. It's really remarkable what they can do now.
Right. 27 inches of dirt is impenetrable?
Well, it's not only 27 inches of dirt, but there's also a what they call an impermeable layer, sort of like a plastic liner that goes on before they put on the dirt.
I see.
It's essentially the stuff that if you've been to Denver Airport, the tenting that they use.
I don't travel.
Oh. Well, they also use it for. They actually use this material for bladders in to hold gasoline in Iraq.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean now.
And so it's this, and this is what it's designed to do, and it will hold for a long, long time. I mean,
right.
they haven't found one that's worn out yet.
And this costs how much, and is going to take how long?
This is going to be $6 million. They expect this to be done within the next 3 years, and the fact too, and something we'll get into tomorrow morning on the federal drive on my story, this site at Fort Detrick has been placed on a priority list now from the Obama administration for dealing with this kind of a toxic waste cleanup. And so the money's already in place. There's no way that this is not going to have the funds that's going to be there. The Department of Defense has the money that it needs, and it's already been appropriated so that Fort Detrick doesn't lose any money in the process of trying to deal with this. So all the ducks are in order, and this is actually considered a model for how this kind of a problem is going to be dealt with at other military installations all around the country where this has been a problem.
And what do they actually, what will they use this property for once it's cleaned up?
Well, Colonel Robinson, the garrison commander at Fort Detrick, says they're looking at uses like maybe using it as a parking lot, although there are no adjacent installations there right now. The other possible use would be for a solar energy farm, that they would put solar collectors on this property, and because it will be level, because it will be stable, this will be, and because it faces to the west and has an open view to the western sky without any trees nearby, this would be an ideal place for them to put in a solar farm.
Who makes that decision, and when can we expect that decision, or do we know yet?
Colonel Robinson told me that they're still in the process of evaluating their options.
Right.
And sometime within the next 2 or 3 years, with the completion of the cap, she says they should have a decision on what they're actually going to do with this property.